Bill in West Hempstead. What's up, Bill? Yes, Bill.
Hello. Yeah, hey, Bill. How you doing, Mike?
What's happening?
No, I just like I told you, producer, I'm not the biggest Carlin fan in the world, because after the Mets choke away victory after victory, the last thing you want to do is look at his face. But, I mean, you were a little out of line there, don't you think?
What do you mean?
I mean, you went after the guy, I think, because you're much more successful and you know he'll take it from
no,
you.
No.
I think he just acted like a bit of a bully there.
Listen, I gave him a chance to come on and talk about it, and, you know, we had an argument, that's all. It's a fair argument. I mean, I wasn't... I gave him all the time he wanted. I mean, and he can come back on it. I mean, I've always let Conan come on the show whenever he wants. What I was upset with was, I just think you got to stand by your story, that's all. I just think, if you say it, you got to stand by it. You just can't tell me that, well, you know, I don't know what he's going to do, well, then why say it? And then it's not a story, that's all.
My other question was, why do you hang up on guys who give you answers, like Mike from Franklin Square gave you answers?
I didn't hang up on him yesterday. He hung up on me. What?
You did today.
Well, because he called yesterday and the day before. You can't call every day.
Oh, you sure? Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Why not?
No, because we...
No, they just want,
wait a second. Are you making the rules now on my show or am I? You don't call every day. We don't want the same people calling every day.
That somebody should make the rules.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I need your help, I'll call you. How about that?
Yeah, okay. Because I'll be better than that. I'll be better than that idiot Evan, too.
Well, listen. Hey, listen. What do you do for a living?
You don't call every day.
Hello?
What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Okay. Now, listen. If you think you got a future in this business, why don't you get into business?
Because if I got lucky and stepped in your bucket, I'd be as big as you.
Well, wait a second. I got lucky doing this now?
I don't know. Dog carried you for 20 years.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I appreciate it. I've thanked him a lot of times. I do. I think he did carry me for 20 years. And I got handed the job, too. But listen, if you have ability in this area, why don't you do something about it?
Well, he got the bigger deal than you first because he's better than you. And he's actually much more entertaining.
Okay, good. That's fine. You're not going to bother me. You think I'm going to be upset by something you say?
No, I'm not trying to get you upset. My actual real point was I just wanted to know why you don't crap.
See, now you said something that was offensive because you didn't have a brain enough. I hope you're not a teacher. I hope you're not teaching any kids I know, okay? Because when you get in an argument and then you start cursing, all you show is that you're an ignoramus. That's it. So I don't buy that you're a teacher for 1 second, because I have more respect for the teaching profession, that they have more of a brain to come back with something clever than getting into an argument and then within 5 words start cursing. Because if you do that, all you show is that you don't have a brain in your head. So that's what you resorted to. You started cursing. So that's why you had to get off the air. And as far as the why I let the caller go, if you say you call 3 days in a row, that's too many. That really, the rule is supposed to be once a week. We're kind of a little lax on it. Okay? See, you give a guy, folks, a chance, a guy will tell you, hey, I'm great at this, I can do it better than you, and then you let him perform, and he shows himself to be a total fool. Which is usually the case. And then they'll say I hung up on him, which of course I didn't.